Its name defines the mission. The U.S. Navy hospital ship Comfort, typically deployed around the world for medical relief, now sailing to New York City to comfort fellow Americans.
This great ship behind me is a 70,000-ton message of hope and solidarity to the incredible people of New York, a place I know very well, a place I love.
At a time when millions of Americans stay secluded at home, President Trump and his defense secretary flew to Norfolk, Virginia, to bid bon voyage to the 1,200 service members on board.
The United States military is all in on this national emergency.
New York City alone has 30,000 cases, and deaths in the state of New York increased by 200 from just Friday to Saturday to more than 700 total. The Comfort will dock in New York Harbor on Monday and Tuesday start treating patients who do not have coronavirus to open up beds on land for those who do.
No one performs better under pressure when lives are on the line. These are incredible people.
The massive ship, a converted oil supertanker, has 12 operating rooms, 1,000 beds, a helicopter deck, and a full pharmacy. The Comfort sister ship, the USNS Mercy, arrived in the port of Los Angeles Friday to relieve hospitals in California. This week, the nation's governors were given the authority to call up the National Guard and to activate the Ready Reserve for COVID-19 response. U.S. companies are retooling plants to meet the equipment demand. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has shipped nearly 12 million respirators, 26 million surgical masks, and more than 5 million face shields. President Trump ordered General Motors to make desperately needed ventilators.
It's a very complicated and expensive piece of equipment. I would say more so than a car.
The president says in the next 3 months, the United States will make or buy more than 3 times the number of ventilators than it uses in a typical year. Tens of thousands more necessary in the care of the sickest coronavirus patients. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.